Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, what I'd like to do is I'd like to open up the phone lines. I haven't done this in a while, and I'm not sure why I haven't done this, to be honest with you. I think sometimes I get focused on trying to get information to you that I think will benefit you, you know, information you can use. So I tend to let that information kind of overwhelm the show. So I'm going to try something different today. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. There really isn't. So let me give out the call-in number. Now, what I'm looking for is I'm looking for phone calls from you regarding, you know, what you're thinking about real estate right now. Or maybe you have a question about how to get started. Or maybe you have a comment about the information I'm going to share with you today. Let's give out the phone number and let's see where this goes. You can reach me at 855-497-4335. Again, that number is 855-497-4335. Give me a call if you feel like it. I'd love to talk to you. And, you know, if you have a comment or a question that doesn't necessarily fit in with whatever I'm talking about, don't sweat it. Make the call anyway. Let's have that conversation. Let's see where the show goes. But what I'm going to talk about today is this. Are you following a flawed system? I mean, you think about it. There are all kinds of systems out there that make day-to-day life possible. There's all kinds of systems that you follow in your employment. In other words, the things that you do for your job, you have systems that are in place to help keep you on track so that you don't, you know, fall off the deep edge or go in a direction your employer doesn't want you to go in. You know, there are systems with gambling. Yeah, you know, I was born and raised in Las Vegas, so I've got a pretty healthy understanding of how gambling works. I also understand that, you know, gambling, well, let's just put it this way. Vegas wasn't built on the backs of winners. I'll just leave it at that. But there are a lot of gambling systems out there that are designed to help you learn how to play a particular game. In other words, designed to help you improve your chances on winning in that game. And there's no perfect system out there because the crazy thing with gambling is it's got a big dose of randomness in it. So I remember taking a game theory class, I don't know, way back in college. I'm surprised I can think back that far. One of the arguments that was made was this. If you're playing roulette and you see that the ball keeps landing on a black space, then, you know, based on the number of repetitions that it landed on that black space, you would assume that your odds of it landing on a red space become even greater because, you know, they haven't populated that much. Now, there's an argument that says, well, there's a reason it's not populating that much. You should be, you know, betting on the black space. And then there's the argument that made me sit back and think. Every time the ball spins, it's a new outcome. That what happened in the past doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen in the future. So you're back to randomness again. So, you know, I guess my point is this. There are systems out there that work. There are systems out there that don't work. There are systems out there that work pretty well, but don't necessarily achieve everything that they're intended to achieve. Now, one of those systems that's out there, it's our retirement system. Yeah, I'm a firm believer that the system that's in place right now is failing Americans. I really do. I think that you put money into that thing, and it's your money. Yet once you put your money into that system, it becomes magically their money. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, a lot of you do contribute to retirement plans. I know that. I get emails from you guys from time to time commenting about those types of things. And, you know, you're putting money in blindly. A lot of you put that money in before you even get your paycheck. In other words, it's taken out as part of your withholdings. So you never really see that money. So that money becomes out of sight, out of mind. See, I'm a firm believer in that's your money. And even though you might be putting it into one of these retirement plans, it's still your money. Yet when you look at how you can take the money out, there are obstacles in your way that prevent you from accessing your money. And, you know, I understand why those obstacles are put in there. They're put in there so that you just don't go willy-nilly into that money and taking it out and maybe spending it on things that have anything but to do with retirement. But it's still your money. And I think you should have the ability to access that money and do with it what you will. But a lot of you blindly put that money away. A lot of you make a selection in a mutual fund account or in a, you know, what do they call those? These different levels where you can invest your money based on your level of risk. You know, whether you have little risk or a lot of risk or, you know, where you are in your life, you're putting that money into the stock market. But do you really know where that money is being invested? Are you really in control of your financial retirement? And I'm here to tell you, I don't think you are. And to be honest with you, I think you're following a flawed system. The system that exists right now is going to leave you short. I think when you get to that point of retirement, you're going to find that you've gone a great distance. You've done a lot of things, and maybe you've underfunded that retirement. So what do you do when you get to a point where you can't turn around and go back? Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about this retirement system on today's show. And remember, 855-497-4335. Back after this.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, I just want to remind you the phone lines are open today. Give me a call at 855-497-4335. Again, that number is 855-497-4335. Now, for those of you that don't have the ability to call right now because you're at work or you're doing something, you're listening to me in the background, I get that. Let me give you my email address. You can always shoot me an email. You can always ask me a question through email. I will respond to you. I guarantee you. I may not be, you know, Johnny on the spot. In other words, I may not get to that email, you know, 5 seconds after I receive it. But I do get to those emails. And I think it's very important to have that dialogue with you. So if you have a question or a comment or anything you'd like to address to me regarding real estate, send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And we'll get, you know, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I take the questions and I put them on the air or I use them in the formulation of the show. So your input is valuable to me. It helps me to help others. So in essence, you're helping me. So therefore, I give you a high five. I appreciate that. On today's show, we're talking about whether or not you're following a flawed system. You know, according to the Economic Policy Institute, they did some research at the end of last year, and this is what they found. Americans 56 to 61 years of age had a median balance of $21,000 in their 401k accounts, and that was as of 2016. Apparently, that was the most up-to-date data that they had available for that report. You know, think about that. Age 56 to 61, that reflects potentially up to 30 years worth of savings. I mean, If you started putting money into one of those things way back when, and you've gotten to the age of 56 to 61, and all you have is $21,000 in there, it tells me that maybe the system that you were following wasn't correct, or you weren't properly, quote unquote, funding the system correctly. There's a myriad of reasons why people in our country get to that result. And I think it's just because the system, it just doesn't work. The report goes on to say this. It says, younger generations do not fare much better. Older millennials, those in the age group of 32 to 37, have about, I don't even want to say it, $1,000 saved in their 401ks. Does this mean you don't believe in those things? Or does this mean that maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck? You're not setting money aside for investment. You're not preparing for the future. You know, the problem is that while 401ks are meant to supplement Social Security, the benefits distributed by the government agency are actually very modest. Currently, the average Social Security retirement benefit is about $1,470 a month. That equates to $17,640 a year, and that's according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Think about it. If you're going to retire next week, and you had $21,000 in your 401k, and you were going to draw Social Security, can you live on $17,640 and then potentially invest that remaining $21,000? Or are you going to consume that $21,000 because you need that additional money to live off of? These are questions you have to ask yourself. And these are results that individuals following the current retirement plan are achieving. So you have to ask yourself this. Are you following a failed system? Is it going to work for you? Now, I know there are those of you out there that deliberately put money into these retirement savings accounts. You maximize it. You throw as much money as you're allowed to put into those accounts. And maybe you have multiple accounts. Maybe you not only have a 401k, but you have an IRA. And you're feeding money into those accounts. And you're hoping that because you feed money into those things, there are investments being made on your behalf that are going to help you achieve even more money. So that when you get to that age of maybe 56 to 61, and you start looking harder at what retirement might look like for you, because you're closer. Because remember, society says retirement is an age, which I don't believe either. How will you consume that money at retirement? Will you take that money and invest it in other assets? Or will you take that money and merely keep it in mutual funds or stocks or wherever you have been investing that money, only to consume it as you move through retirement? It's a difficult equation. None of us know how long we're going to live. We don't. I don't know. You don't know. But you have to take into consideration the fact that you're going to need money to survive on. You're going to need it. Just like you need it now, you will need it in the future. Unless something cataclysmic happens in this country that absolutely destroys our entire system, you're going to need money in retirement. People currently in retirement need money. A lot of them are living off Social Security. A lot of them are drawing down whatever savings that they had. And many of them are living hand to mouth, meaning, you know, they get through the month. And sometimes they have more month left at the end of their money. Is that what retirement looks like for you? I have a completely different version of what retirement looks like. And I'm currently in retirement right now. I didn't wait for the magic number I thought I was going to have to wait for. I learned that real estate provided me a better opportunity to retire myself. I learned that there are investments that you can make that return passive income. And that passive income is critical to getting you retired. It's critical to meeting your ends. It's critical to meeting your monthly note. There's a different system out there. So I'm just asking, which one are you following? Phone lines are open at 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
855-497-4335 is the call-in number. Again, 855-497-4335. Or you can shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com, and I'll take it from there, and we'll have a dialogue. So on today's show, we're talking about flawed systems. You know, a flawed system is not a place or a thing or an entity or a, I can't even wrap my mind around that right now. But I know one thing's for sure. I don't want to be a part of a flawed system. I want to be a part of something that works, and something that works well and is doing for me the things that I need to have done for me. In other words, helping me to achieve my goals and objectives. That's really what it boils down to. And a lot of you are injecting money into 401ks or IRAs or SEPs or KEOGs or Simples or 403Bs or, you know, my mind kind of goes numb right there. I get about five or six of those out, and all of a sudden my mind blocks out, because I don't want to be honest with you, deal with those programs. But those programs are out there, and those programs are being offered to you as a way to achieve retirement. And as I pointed out earlier in the show, there are many of you that are not contributing to those funds. Now, I don't know if it's because you just don't have the money, or if it's because you don't believe in them, or you have found a different vehicle to deploy your capital. I don't know. The report I read, it really doesn't go into detail like that. It only gives observations on the fact that, you know, from the ages of 56 to 61, the median amount of money held by people in that age group is $21,000. It's not a lot of money. It really isn't. Especially if you intend to live off of that money. Yeah. You know, 401ks and similar plans, they're referred to as, now get this, defined contribution plans, because employer contributions, rather than retirement benefits, are determined in advance, and employers incur no long-term liabilities. See, they're good for the employers, because once they part ways with you, they have no requirement, no obligation to you. They have basically parted ways, and they're okay with that. Now, I got to ask you the question, are you okay with that? Because after all, you have to think about, what does retirement look like for you? And I don't care how old you are. You have to sit down and determine, what will retirement look like for you? Is that in old age? Is that in middle age? Is that in early age? See, the process that you're going through basically has you trading time for money to buy stuff that's not getting you to retirement. It's not. Now, you know, that boat might be really nice. It's really fun to take that thing out on the lake. You look really cool driving it behind your truck. You look really cool, you know, floating across the water in that thing. You look really cool with the skiers on the back. But that is a liability. That is basically saying I'm going to take money and put it into a thing that doesn't produce passive income, that isn't getting you any closer to retirement. But it's fun, and your ego feels good about it. But you have to sit back and think, what if you use that capital in a different way? Or what if you had retirement income coming in from assets that helped you to pay for that thing? Different approach. Completely different approach than what your employer laid out for you when you went through the hiring process. It's also different than what your employer lays out for you as you continue to go through the entire employment process. See, you're feeding money into a system. You're feeding money into something that's supposed to get you retired. But the data I'm looking at says it's not working. And that's a problem. Did you know that traditional defined benefit plans, now there's a play on words there because I used defined contribution plans earlier. Now we're talking about defined benefit plans. Basically changing a word out that makes it sound like it's all the same. Defined benefit plans, which really are pensions. In there, employers are responsible for funding promised benefits, making up the difference if the contributions are insufficient due to lower than expected investment returns. See, when you have a pension, there is a promise that you'll receive a certain amount of money in a certain period of time. But those pensions are going away. Did you know that 401ks are the norm? Because it costs your employer a lot less money to set you up in a 401k. And even if they make contributions to that 401k, it's a lot cheaper in the long run than trying to pay you a pension. Because that pension drags on. That pension becomes a liability for that company the longer you live. The liability increases, and they're going to have to find different revenue streams or different ways to bring income into that company so that they can pay that expense of pensions. But if they can eliminate the requirement for that pension by giving you a 401k, that's music to their ears. It's eroding the relationship between the employer and the employee. Yeah, loyalty. Loyalty? What's that? Loyalty is something that is kind of out the window. That's my opinion. You tell me differently. Did you know that 401ks are an accident of history? In 1980, a benefit consultant working on revamping a bank's cash bonus plan had the idea of adding an employer matching contribution and taking advantage of an obscure provision in the tax code passed 2 years prior, clarifying the tax treatment of deferred compensation. 401ks took off in the early 1980s because of that, and Congress did not intend for them to replace traditional pensions as a primary retirement vehicle. And I'll tell you what, 401ks are poorly designed to do that because there's no guarantee of income. And if you are investing in mutual funds, all you are doing essentially is growing your cash pile, but it's not paying you any money in the form of passive income. We get equity capture, principal pay down. The tax advantages are very favorable in real estate versus ordinary income. And if you're talking about multifamily real estate, there's a sixth way we make money, which is called forced depreciation. It allows us to increase the value of that property by doing certain financial things. And the key thing about real estate is it pays you that cash flow. That cash flow is necessary to help you offset your ordinary spending. You know, what it costs you to live? 855-497-4335.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Phone lines are open at 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Or you can send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. So I'm talking a little bit about these defined contribution plans, you know, things like 401ks. And I tell you, the term itself, defined contribution, is somewhat misleading, because employers may not contribute anything to these plans. And employer contributions most often take the form of matching contributions contingent on employee contributions. Yeah, you heard me. It's amazing how there has been a paradigm shift in our country with respect to what retirement looks like. You know, pensions were the big gorilla in the room for many years. And, you know, up until the 80s, when 401ks started becoming the flavor of the day, and employers realized that there was a significant cost savings to offering a defined contribution plan as opposed to a defined benefit plan, the defined benefit plan being the pension. I mean, I'll tell you what, people in the boardrooms, they were like probably singing to the heavens. Because they found a way to eliminate a recurring cost to their business in the form of a retirement cost. They literally shifted the burden of retirement off of themselves and onto you. And basically, they're just saying, go forth and conquer. But are you really doing that? Is retirement one of those things that's at the forefront of your mind? I know a lot of you are extremely busy, working very hard, doing the things that you do. And you're good at it. But your attention span, when it's focused 40, 50, 60 hours on your work, does it allow you an opportunity to step back and consider retirement? Or is retirement just one of those plug and play things? You know, it's just kind of this word that gets tossed around. We all know we want it. We all know we want to achieve it. But that's so far down the road, man. I remember when I was in my 20s, I was just trying to get started. Retirement seemed like such a far, far thing away. And I knew I was paying into Social Security, but I really didn't even know the mechanics of Social Security. See, that was all taken out of my hands. The government decided to just take the money out of my check before I even saw it, before I had an opportunity to decide whether or not I wanted to pay it or not. Out of sight, out of mind. And these 401ks, they're kind of the same thing. out of sight, out of mind. You know, a lot of you, you get statements. You get monthly statements from whoever is managing your funds. How much time do you put into that statement? A lot of you get that and go, oh, I got the statement. I'll look at it later. And then life happens. You never get to it. Or you open the darn thing up and you look at it, but you're not even sure what you're looking at. Or you see a couple of key things that, like, you know, reflect in your mind, oh, it's going upward and to the right. It must be doing good things for me. But do you really fathom what's in those funds? Or fund? How much money do you have? What is that money intended to do and when? You got to get off cruise control. You really have to take an informed and intelligent look at retirement. Because if what you're doing now is not getting you to retirement on your terms, then what you're doing is ineffective and it needs to change. It's that simple. I'll be the first to tell you, I was on that roller coaster ride myself. I was going through the motions. I was just expecting, in my particular case, I was the benefit of a defined benefit plan, a pension. And that pension pays. But I have to ask myself, am I willing to live just off of that pension? And the answer is no, because it doesn't pay enough money to sustain my lifestyle. It really doesn't pay enough money to sustain my retirement. I had to look to real estate to provide me that financial leverage, if you will, so that things started working on my part. You've got to do the same thing. Now, I'm going to tell you, real estate is an excellent way for you to completely change your paradigm, to completely shift what you're doing now for something that you should be doing. What happens if you get downsized? How does that affect you? What if you had real estate paying you money on a monthly basis so that if you did get downsized, the sting would be eliminated? The financial burden of that happening would not impact you, let alone losing a job. You and I both know that losing a job is an incredible financial catastrophe. And it usually just grabs you right out of nowhere. Usually there's no signs. There's no indication that you're going to be gone. But then you are. And then what do you do? Do you look to those defined contribution plans and go, I've got maybe $21,000 in there. Maybe I'll live off of that for right now. And then what happens to that fund? What happens to that retirement? And some of you are thinking, man, when I'm going through a financial catastrophe, the last thing on my mind is retirement. And I get that. But you should never lose sight of the prize. You should never lose sight of the fact that you are going through your life. And at a certain point, you're going to want to stop working. And I guarantee you, that point is going to hit you long before you get to the point of retirement. I was speaking with a gentleman last week. He lives out on the West Coast. He told me he's 53 years old. He says, I'm done, man. I'm tired. I'm tired of working. I'm watching my employer hire people, lay off my peers, hire people that are half their age, and I know they're paying them less money. He said, I got to get started with real estate. I got to get off this roller coaster I'm on. And he's right. He became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I believe he went through the 2-day financial freedom seminar this last weekend. There's no better time than now to reevaluate where you're at and make an informed decision on the path you want to follow. I think you really owe it to yourself to check out one of our virtual free workshops, because you're going to get the information you need to make an informed decision as to whether or not real estate is the way to go. And I think once you sit through that hour and a half experience, I think it's going to open your eyes to concepts that nobody has really ever sat down and explained to you before. You can make a change, and you can make a change right now, even in this coronavirus situation we're in. There are a lot of people making changes in their life right now because they realize that this is the time to act. So if you want to take a look at what we do, if you want to attend the free workshop, and you can attend it virtually, what you need to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. freeworkshoplivestream.com. When you get there, you're going to see opportunities to attend the free workshop. And those workshops are given by real live real estate investors who are members of Lifestyles Unlimited, who are in the process of giving back because they realize that what they achieved is transferable. You can help somebody else out. So go to freeworkshoplivestream.com and get yourself registered. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.